Guess he's gonna phone it in. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Okay, it looks like Edward Ryman is gonna be late or absent, I don't know which, but we got two people here, Andrew.
To proceed.
Yeah. So the only thing we have before we get to this variance application is a review of the minutes of October 13th, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept those minutes.
I second that.
Okay, we're good?
Amen.
Amen. I guess, Andrew, we're up to the variance application.
Okay, great. All right, so we conducted a hearing. We closed the evidence portion. The board conducted a session to discuss. I then prepared a written decision, including findings of fact and conclusions of law, that has been presented to the members of the Zoning Hearing Board.
You got this.
This meeting was scheduled for last week. Unfortunately, with the snow, we rescheduled it to today at 4 o'clock. That has been advertised. Thank you, Township Manager, for doing that. And we're ready to proceed. So if somebody wants to make a motion to accept and adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and decision of the Zoning Hearing Board concerning this matter, we can proceed with that. Anybody want to make that motion?
Yeah, I make that motion then.
I second that motion.
Okay, any discussion? I'll note for the members or people participating that this decision would deny the request for the variance relief for the reasons set forth in the written decision. All right, if there's no questions, no further discussion, then the board can vote on this. Noting that the third member has arrived and the motion was made and seconded to approve the written decision that was presented to the members of the Zoning Hearing Board. Mr. Chairman, if you want to call the vote. All in favor?
Call a vote. All in favor on this. Basically, can I read the last line on your summation here?
Absolutely.
Basically, after looking at the findings of fact and the conclusions of law and the discussion that was presented, this board hereby denies the request for this variance. You second that?
Yes, I do.
You third that?
Yep.
That's it.
Okay, so all in favor, 3-0. To accept the written decision, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, good, thank you.
We need to sign on this?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that didn't work with you, Mr. Solicitor.
Thank you very much, it was good seeing you again.
Thank you, and you. Okay, so the board has voted on that. For the township manager, we have to mail that out after it's been signed, so I'm gonna ask each of the three members of the Zoning Hearing Board to sign that last page of the decision, and then ask the township manager if she would like to mail that out to the applicant and to their counsel, or if you want me to do that.
Well, whatever, I can do that, no problem.
You can do it? Okay, thank you.
No, probably just
okay, so if each of the board members can sign that, and then Shahina, could you, when you get a chance, will you scan that in and email that to me?
Sure.
Just so I have it for my record.
Sure, I will.
And I'm sure Mr. Van Nader would like a copy as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Is that it?
And then for any member of the public, it would be available after it has been signed and sent out. Okay. Mr. Chairman, that's it as regards to that application. the application of the National Land Development.
We sign our own, or we sign one?
No, there's a signed one there.
Will you accept any public comment?
Sure, open for public comment.
I think that it would be appropriate that the solicitor for the township inform the public that is present at the meeting at the current status of the application.
I did not hear that. I don't know if that's for me or for the hearing board.
I'm speaking to Mike, maybe. Kevin Stroyan, Milford Township. I think that for the sake of the people that are on and the people that are interested parties here at the meeting, that maybe the township solicitor or the solicitor for zoning hearing board could inform the public of what the current status is with the application.
I think that's going to have to be the township solicitor.
Well, I can certainly do that, Kevin. The condition of Butte's application is currently pending. And the request for the second hearing, we've received a letter this week requesting that hearing not be held prior to December 31st. It extended it to January 31st, 2023.
Yeah,
In light of this decision, I'm not sure what the applicant's going to do. Only the applicant can answer that. They can either file an appeal. So the zoning hearing board's but certainly based on the zoning hearing board's decision, your present application would not be capable of being approved by the supervisors. That's the current status presently.
You know, I just don't know what I'm supposed to say during these meetings, but I hear that they are going to resubmit a new plan, and it's going to go to the planning board. You haven't heard that.
I guess it's based on this decision, they would either have the opportunity to file an appeal to the court or resubmit a plan.
Right.
In conformity. I don't think they have any options other than those two. Andrew, you just agree or disagree?
I agree with you.
So I think that's all they can do is either file an appeal to the zoning hearing board's decision.
That's what they're going
to
do.
Their plan to comply with the ordinance.
Has there been anything presented to the zoning officer or to the township in reference to this application in recent light?
Kevin, your question is, has anything been submitted? Yes, after the meeting, there was a meeting between Mr. Gable and the zoning officer, and Mr. Gable, the engineer for LVL, had talked to Sean about amending their plan. And I believe he said, Sean, or maybe he could confirm this, but I think he dropped off last Monday, something for Sean to review.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
Do you have the full version, Jim?
No. That's the second version. I guess we're done here?
I think we are. You want to entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I make a motion.
Can we public comment?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Fred.
Just one. It was a little hard to hear, so I think I missed a key word. So the request is denied on finding of fact and conclusion of law 2. What exactly was denied? I missed that.
The application for variance was denied.
Right. What was the variance? What did they want?
I'd have to go back and look at it now. That's what the hearing was about. They wanted to place their parking in the front yard, whereas the township took the position parking was required to not be placed in the front yard, but rather than the back. And I think there's an ordinance provision.
On the side.
I forget which one. It says it can be in the back, but if you can't do it there, you can put it in the side yard.
Great, great. I just wanted to be sure my facts. Thank you. That's it. It's all I need.
Thank you, Fred.
One more question.
Yeah, Vito.
So now that that is, now, what does that do for the
supervisors meeting before January 31st, do they have to, so it has to go now back to the planning board and then it'll go to the supervisors before January 31st, or does this change everything?
They get to appeal it?
No, that's, the applicant will control that. The applicant can file an appeal to the zoning hearing board decision. And this, but as far as the supervisors are concerned, pending conditional use hearing, which was to be held before the end of the year, has now been granted an extension to January 31st. We would either have to hold our hearing or the applicant could extend it further.
Version two, that's
or
the
submit
right?
Yeah,
an alternative plan.
That's the latest, absolutely.
Would that be suffice it if they submit an alternative plan? Yeah. Will that then continue?
In the same way as the original plan to see if it complies with the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's no step in between, right? They go to the planning board and then it goes to the supervisors before January 31st. Am I correct? No.
That's not the procedure right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know if you have a copy of that.
On the original plan.
I don't have a copy.
That hearing has to be held before January 31st, unless the application is withdrawn.
It's denied.
No
problem.
Unless the court stays it because of an appeal.
I talked to Joan today. They're going to resubmit.
So
and if by the application,
they have to change
the so they can't go right to the supervisors with this plan now, can they?
No, because
the original plan?
No.
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 The conditional use, the plan
provided
required a variance. The variance denied by the zoning board.
Right.
Procedural questions should go to the supervisors at their meeting.
The plan as it stands is incompatible with the ordinance, so it's impossible to be approved.
Okay,
unless the court disagrees with this planning board.
Okay, all right. I think I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome, Vito.
Yes, sir.
Jerry Weinstock from Milford. I'm just curious as to how long this process can go on. How many times can it be appealed, and what's the extent of it? That how long?
All right.
We could not hear that question.
Oh.
Yeah, we can hear it now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we're good.
My question was, how long can this go on? How many appeals can be done? And how far can they take this?
I can answer only as regards to the zoning. And they have 30 days from tomorrow to appeal. If they don't appeal, this decision holds. If they do appeal, it could go up through the Court of Common Pleas, then through the Commonwealth Court, and potentially through the PA Supreme Court, but unlikely. Now I'll turn it over to Mr. Magnato to talk about the perspective.
Thank you.
I think you've got it on the issue.
You're not going to appeal.
Yeah.
She going to talk?
So you got it.
Thank you all very much, and wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And
thank you, Tony.
Merry Christmas.
That's it.
Okay, so the board is adjourned.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We're out of here. I saw.